It's the best disco in town.
WMR Music.
Music Radio.
Remember this golden classic. Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Classic Steely Dan and FM on shortwave radio WMR. Starting off the Jack programme for this weekend. The weekend of the 11th of October 2014. And of course there'll be repeats at various points during the week. Time permitting, of course. Well, how's your week been? Let's hope it's been nice. We've had quite a number of reception reports and emails this week. We'll be reading out some of those during the course of the programme today here on WMR. Half an hour of oldies, and then we'll be looking for some features. Here's Stretch and...
I've been thinking about what you have.
Yeah, why did you do it? Crashed that nicely, didn't I?
Damage is much deeper than you'll ever see. Hit me like a hammer to my head. I wonder where you pushed or where you led. Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? The only one who knows the truth, man, that's him, me and you. My friends, they listen to the things I say. They listen and they hear more every day. I know they never understand it, because it was no accident you planned it. Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Truth, man, that's him, me and you. One, two.
Weekend Music Radio playing Stretch, better known as the fake Fleetwood Mac. Yes, at one time. Ha! It's a beautiful song from 1981 from Nicolette Larson.
My heart needs protection, and so do I.
This is Weekend Music Radio from Scotland. And if you've been listening to us, you'll know we've been featuring various radio stations over the last few weeks. And today is no exception. Although at the start of the programme today, I'm not too sure exactly what I'm going to be featuring today. Anyway, how you had Nicolette Larson, and it's going to take a lot of love here on WMR from Scotland. Now, if you want to get in touch with us and send us a nice little email, you can do so. You can email us info@wmrscotland.com, info@wmrscotland.com, and that'll get to us. Not too sure when this programme will be going out because Jim over there at Radio GSV, he's got a lot on this weekend. There's a big football match on with Scotland playing, so Jim's going to be watching that. I'm not going to be watching it, of course. I'm off out on this Saturday evening, off out to see a good band playing. This is being recorded on Saturday afternoon, 11th of October, and listening to 6205 kilohertz on the 48 meter band. We're picking up a few stations, well, not a few on 6205, of course, but Magic 6205 is coming in very, very well. Good sound, good audio, so congratulations to them. And sometimes they also relay Laser hot hits, so watch out for Laser, also on 6205. That seems to be the settled frequency now, after a few tests on 6200, 6140, I think, and 6... various frequencies within the 48 meter band. They seem to have settled on 6205, which, as it turns out, is a damn good frequency. Well done, lads, on finding a pretty good channel to broadcast on. I noticed something on one of the web sites about Magic in Holland. Magic in Holland have discovered that there's a station called Magic over in the UK now, and They don't like it, and they've got some mail for them, and they're not going to pass it on. Good grief, how childish is that? That's ridiculous. I always know that we used to try and work together with the other pilot stations of the 48-metre band, and if we had letters for Radio Free London or something, we would pass it on to them, or we had letters for Radio Merlin at one point, and we passed it on to them. You know, all that sort of stuff. Little gentlemen's unwritten agreements, but doesn't seem to be that way nowadays, which is a great pity. WMR from Scotland on the shortwave band, free radio since 1980. Yes, free radio since 1980. That's us on the HF band. Bit dull looking outside the studio window. It's been a very changeable weather pattern here in Scotland this last little while. Very, very changeable. We could do with just a little bit more of the sunshine. I've got a few wee jobs to do outside. Some of it's to do with antenna work as well. So we could do with just a little bit of dry weather before the winter storms set in. Now, if you've been listening to the shortwave band, you'll have heard Radio GSV has been pretty active this week. And also WMR has been on during the week on 6395.7-ish. So do remember to give us a whirl, give it a tune, maybe around 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening, and you never know, you may hear something very interesting. WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland. Playing the music of your life.
We made a good job of that one, didn't we? I will just leave that and we'll get away with that. Flashing back to 1981 again from 1982, Elbow, Bones and the Racketeers. Here's an obscure song.
If they really knew me, really if they knew me.
just couldn't believe the microphone wasn't working there. And it wasn't. Wrong fader again. That was microphone number two. It was ringing up. I'm going to have to put a sticker over that microphone sticker, if you get my drift. Anyhow, it's WMR, Weekend Music Radio, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, playing Elbows, Bones and the Racketeers from 1982 or thereabouts, Take Me for the Night in New York, a song well played on Radio Nova many, many years ago on the medium wave band. Don't know much about Elbows, Bones and the Racketeers, or whether that was just a song that was a hit in the Irish Republic. I have no idea. It only seemed to be Radio Nova that was playing it, and that's the only way I got to hear it. Maybe it's... I'd need to look that one up. I really would. I'm totally dumbfoot, as they say in Scotland, with that one. Haven't got a clue. Now, I'd like to say hi to a couple of people who have written to us. I've lifted the microphone up, the roving microphone, and we're now over to the other screen here, and we're saying hi to Alf in Sweden, who wrote to WMR, and he heard us on the 8th of October at 20:50 UK time. He's writing to us in UK time. We do understand GMT, Alf. Pretty good reception on 6395.8 kilohertz with some noise and no QRM. He said he's longing for the WMR QSL, so he longs no more. He has his eQSL from WMR at long last. One of Alf's reception reports a couple of weeks ago got lost in the spam, because we do get a little bit of spam here at WMR, and I tend to just mass delete it. I don't mean hundreds. I was watching somebody else on the web recently that was getting hundreds of spam mails, and I thought, geez, I thought I was bad getting half a dozen or so now and again. But yeah, they were getting loads and loads and loads. Also saying hi to Hugo Matten. Hugo's in Belgium, and he's been listening to the shortwave free radio bands since way back in 1978. Hugo, thanks very much for your latest reception report, and good to hear from you again. And good to know you're still active after all these years. It's good to hear from listeners from the past, and we do get a load of them here at WMR. Not so many new DXs coming onto the shortwave bands, but still plenty of the older guys coming to the fore. But I think it was Alf, or was it another Swedish guy who's been DXing and only heard WMR recently, hasn't heard WMR before. And I thought, God, that's amazing. That's quite amazing. So we're new to them. So hopefully you'll enjoy your QSL, and let's hope you've got it up in your studio wall. Yeah. More music here on WMR from Paul Davis, another one. I thought I would dig out. I was in the obscure Radio Nova folder here at the WMR playlist. And I dug up Paul Davis, 65 Love Affair. Remember this one?
We didn't care. It was crazy.
Nice music there from Paul Davis, 65 Love Affair from around 1982 as well. Used to hear that on Radio Nova from Dublin as well, all those years ago. Got to say hi to Per Nilsson in Sweden as well. Thanks very much for your deception report the other day. And you also will have your QSL with you. Thanks very much for the reception report. And glad to know the reception is so good over there in Sweden from time to time. And keep listening to WMR and also our sister station Radio GSV, Radio Golf Sierra Victor. Old Jimmy boy, I don't know what he's doing today. We were going to be doing some antenna work, but there's a rather dark cloud looming in the background, and I'm not sure what time his fat bar's on, so it might get put in the back burner, who knows. We just don't know at this particular moment in time because we're too busy, far too busy here to think about that just at the present time. Now it's October 11th, October, good grief already. Coming into mid-October, I suppose, during the week, and almost time for Halloween. And Halloween is a traditional time for some of the American pilots to come on the air. If you ever listen to some of these American pilots on 6925 sometimes, thereabouts these days, but they used to use a frequency up about the 41 meter band on 7415, and they wouldn't move from there, even though the frequency was racked with Russian radio Moscow transmitters and things. It was terrible. But at one stage, the frequency, it must have been the summer months, and the international broadcasters went to higher frequencies, and we picked out quite a number of the American pilots on the 41 meter band over here in Europe. Many DXs picked them up. And I remember one Halloween, some of them, they didn't do any programming, some of them, but you would hear all these noises and woo and things like that on the frequency, just Halloween noises, you know. But let's hope we hear some activity from the old North American pilots this Halloween weekend, whatever that is. I'm not too sure when the 31st will be, but they're always active around the weekend and Halloween evening. It tends to be a big celebration on the shortwave band for American stations. Now, what else have we in store for you today? I think we've got features coming up. What I did find, I don't think I told you this earlier, I was digging through my manky old tapes and looking for these old Tape Tricks jingles, which I thought I would reincarnate. Haven't heard them in years. I was thinking about them the other day, and I wondered where they were, and I couldn't find a tape, and couldn't find a tape, and rummaging around. So eventually found the Tape Tricks jingles, and also found some old WMR recordings from 1980, from July and October 1980, from the Dave Anderson Show, and also from the Stevie Owen Show. Now, Stevie Owen was a German guy. Sounds a very English name, but he was a German guy. I haven't a clue who Stevie Owen was. I'd have to ask Dave Anderson about that. I know who some of them were, but I just had no idea who Stevie Owen was. Dave was the guy that was in touch with him. And I always remember the early WMR broadcast. We had this old ITT tape recorder, this old cassette recorder thing. And the play button didn't even stay down yet. To use a bit of tape to keep the play button down, it was such an old banger of a machine. And Stevie Owen used to send his tapes. This is in the days before we managed to start copying them onto C-120s. And he used to send these BASF tapes, and they were renowned for chewing up in cheap tape decks. And surely enough, every day, every Sunday, when we went on the air with the Stevie Owen Show, you would hear this jingle. And now on Weekend Music Radio, the steel. I always remember that, chewing up. And you'd have to wind it on just a wee bitty to try and get the tape to start playing properly, because it was very, very dodgy. And even in much later years, when I'm busy trying to transfer some of my old tapes, The old BASFs are very guilty of not playing good and being grubby and losing their oxide and, oh, cheap rubbish. That's what they were, cheap rubbish. I know everybody used to say, oh, come on, buy TDK tapes. They're the best. And probably they were the best. I don't have any problem transferring them even after 35 years. They still transfer just fine. But they were very expensive back then, and you didn't have a lot of money. Still don't have a lot of money, but didn't have a lot of money to spend on tapes. And even up here in the sticks, we just couldn't buy TDK tapes. You had to go into town or some to try and find them. Or maybe, if you were lucky, you could perhaps get them by mail order from Top Tape. Remember, Top Tape used to send mail order tapes at a very reasonable price. They used to sell them cheaper than some of the little stores could buy them. They used to sell them to the public cheaper. And they were good, but it was just a hassle of sending money through the post and postal orders and or just sending a fiver through the post for the fivers. Oh, dearie me, yeah. And sometimes I used to use these Tandy tapes as well. Remember Tandy's shops? They used to sell these cheap tapes. They seem to play okay, even after all these years. But those BASF things, Jesus, lumping. Terrible, terrible. No use whatsoever. But we managed to save quite a number of them. But I was going to look for some recordings that I made from some old BASF tapes that Matt Boland sent me. Matt Boland from the Free Radio Campaign Ireland, the FRC Ireland program that used to be broadcast on Big D Radio to start with, and then it was Southside Radio. So I was going to have a hunt through and see if I could play some jingles that Mark sent me from Southside Radio. That would be a good feature to do, especially when I was looking for them. Yeah, I might have a hunt for those while the next track is playing, which I've spoken so long I can't remember what the next track is. I think it's a nice, easy listening track. So, a few easy listening tracks and then our first feature in the programme today.
Let's go back in time in the time machine, golden oldie.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Thank you.
1979 from a band called Player and Baby Come Back on Weekend Music Radio. I've got to say a big hi to John Sherman as well today. Hi there to you, John. Thanks very much for your reception report, old chap. Do keep listening to the Shortwave Pilots and give them your support. We need the support these days. Not like years ago when you switched on and the DXs were tuning around. There's only a few of us left, so. Anyway, we're still here, and we are WMR all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, doing our funky stuff. On the shortwave band 6395, or thereabouts, playing Peter Allen. I could have been a sailor on WMR.
I'm a happy man. I made my choice in life. I chose to settle down. I chose to take a wife. And I take pleasure in my quiet hearth and happy home. I never gave my heart its chance to roam. I could have been a sailor. Sail the seven seas, the wind in my face all day. Can you taste the salty breeze? I could have been a lover, watching waves before me part, but I settled for safer harbors of my heart. The envy of my peers. I never ask for favors. Oh, and I never show my fears. Surrounded by too many friends, I am a one man band. With all the trappings of a life lived second hand. I could have been a sailor. Rolling through the night, my sails before the wind, where the stars are my only light. I could have been a dreamer, yeah, but dreams just fall apart. So I settled for safer harbors. Chance to roam.
Wir sind einfach überall zu hören. Von York bis New York, von Wiesbaden bis Vladivostok, von Madrid bis Moskau. Hier ist Weekend Music Radio aus Schottland.
Weekend Music Radio ist Schottlands beste internationale Radiostation.
Weekend Music Radio playing all over Europe now. Now.
Weekend Music Radio.
The fire still burns. Still burns.
You're in tune with Shortwave Radio, WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. And over the course of the last little while, the last couple of hours before I started recording the programme, I was chasing around the studio looking for an old tape, which I just cannot lay my hands on. Unbelievable. But I'm not surprised, the state the place is in. So I was going to bring you a feature on Kevin Turner. I was going to play some old Kevin Turner recordings on some of the Irish Pilots and also on some of the other stations on shortwave, like Radio Zodiac, seeing as his name is cropped up, has cropped back up, because he's rejoining the Caroline Gang again after many, many years away. So I was looking for some Kevin Turner recordings to play you, and can I find them? Gee whiz. So the best I think I can do for you for the Kevin Turner recordings is not Radio Zodiac, not Radio Nova from Saborga, but a station called ABC Radio from Ireland that broadcast on shortwave. Now, let's have a look at this. This is June 1981, ABC Radio 6235 kilohertz, named after ABC Radio, not anything to do with ABC that later came from Tremor. Well, I suppose in some ways they were connected, because Kevin Turner went on to be one of the founders of ABC Radio in Tremor, near Waterford, in County Waterford. So I'm going to play you some snips now of ABC Radio 6235 with Kevin Turner, 1981.
Time to man the pumps, mate. Get the old floating hiss going again. Minutes past 12 midday, and of course it's that time of the day again where we have to impart to you. Oh, wait, look, would you just calm down a minute? Oh, quiet, thank you. Right, because we have to get serious here. So number 4, Chris, in our office, please. Chris, if you're listening, these are most important. Number 27, number 52, and 3 packets of toilet rolls, please. Chris Reeves. Ourselves again here. All right then, Stuart Clark, if you're listening. Came over to see us a couple of weeks ago. This one's for you, Saxon, and the band played on. That's one from Saxon. ABC Radio, and the band played on. Let's meet together and have a fight. We're all pretty infected around here, you know.
We all do still.
And their new single. That one called All Stood Still. And 16.5 kilohertz on the 48-meter shortwave band. Yes, that's a record. And again, hold up to the record.
Middle South, 10 long odd feet. Waterford in Southern Ireland. Still. Just time for a couple more from me on my second little stint here on ABC this Sunday afternoon, as it is now. Roddy Crew, we give you a 12:30, taking us through the close down at 1 o'clock. Right now, here's the beat from a couple of months back. This is their last single, Oh, I'll Forget You. Address, which is ABC Radio, Middle Flat in Lombard Street, Waterford in Southern Ireland. Stand by for Woody, I'll be seeing you.
And there you have it. You have some ABC radio from 6235 kilohertz. Apologies for the crap quality recording off air with around a 20 watt transmitter. So what can you expect, I suppose, at that time of day? It was 6235 on the 14th of June, I think that is. Yeah, 14th of June, 1981. And I don't know if there's many other recordings of ABC Radio from Waterford on shortwave kicking about. I don't mean the ABC Tremor either. As I said, that was a small independent offshoot of Shoreside Radio, if you like. The guys worked by day at Shoreside and they decided to do a little shortwave anoracking on a Sunday, and it was good to know. They later became Telstar, Radio Telstar, didn't they? Telstar Radio on shortwave for a little while. I think perhaps ABC was Kevin Turner, and then Richard Staines became the sort of operator of Telstar Radio, something like that, even though Richard Staines was ABC Radio before in England, ABC International with James Ricosi, etc. Remember that station? That was another good broadcast station on shortwave on the 6235 network. I have to look through some of the old tapes to see what I've got of the 6235 network. I might have a little recording of ABC from years ago. ABC, Zenith on the second Sunday, ABC on the first Sunday, EMR, like we played last weekend, on the third Sunday, and the fourth Sunday was Radio Zodiac 49. So, yeah, that was the 6235-7325 network. And it lasted a little while, but it eventually fell to pieces. The stations closed down, and some of the lads went to work in Ireland, and some of them went to work in the Voice of Peace. Kevin Turner ended up on the Peace ship, I believe, and Radio Nova in Italy, and loads of stations. So, loads of good recordings in the archives here at WMR that we just need to get down, get our hands dirty, and try and find them. It's not easy. Definitely not easy. Okay, time for some more music here on Shortwave, Weekend Music Radio. We've got another feature coming up in the second hour, but it won't be quite as rough as that. We'll make sure it's a good quality recording. That one was a wee bitty rough, I know that for sure. So my apologies for that, but it's the best we could do under the circumstances. Okay, some more music from Stephen Stills from years and years ago.
If you're down, she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the blistered blood.
If that shortwave is hot, you know what you've got. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
That was who it is singing. Nice rocky track from the Pointer Sisters. Late on the Line. I can't remember what that 1978 LP was now. Just can't remember. great song. Used to hear it on the Mi Amigo as well. That's where I first heard that one. That's where I first heard a lot of my songs that I play here on the shortwave. This one, I don't know when last I played this on shortwave, from Van de Man and the Days Before Rock and Roll, a song about old time radio. Shortwave Radio, WMR.
come in, Ray Charles. Come in, the high priest.
In the days before rock and roll, in the days before
we bet on Lester Piggott, 10-1. And we let the goldfish go. And then the killer came along. The killer. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Justin, gentler than a man. Justin. Justin, where is Justin now? What's Justin doing now? Justin.
Van the Man and the Days Before Rock and Roll here on Weekend Music Radio. WMR from Scotland.
Now.
On the shortwave, 6395, or thereabouts, on the 48-metre band, just HF of the main part of the bands. If you want to get in touch with us here at WMR, please do drop us an email, info@wmrscotland.com, and of course, if you want a QSL, you'll need to give us a bit of programme details, etc. We had one report the other day from Sweden that said, yes, you're the S9 plus 10 in Sweden. But no date or time or anything, so just said thanks very much there for the report. But if you want a QSL, be a bit more precise, old Swedish chappy. Maybe it was a Czech, I don't know.
Yeah.
great Scottish band called Nazareth from Dunfermline and Shanghai in Shanghai on shortwave radio WMR. October 2014. It really is autumn, isn't it? Just had a horrendous rain shower here in Bonnie, Scotland, as we're recording the programme.
Remember this golden classic.
Some great music from ZZ Top, the guys with the big beards, and Touche from whatever year it was in the 1980s. Some good rock music, rock classics here on Weekend Music Radio, shortwave radio on 6395 in a 48 meter band with Jack.
Thank you.
classic rock from UFO and Rock Bottom on Shortwave Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. Now into our 35th year of international broadcasting. That's quite an achievement, isn't it? Now, I was just looking up my big book of hits, and I don't mean the Guinness Book of British Hits, I mean the Billboard Book of Top 40 Hits. Cracking book if you ever get a chance to get a hold of it. And looking for some Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship details of what they had in the charts in the States, etc. And I was just searching through the book, and I came across a couple of things that surprised me just when I was flicking through looking for Jefferson Starship. I didn't realise that Star Sound and Stars in 45 had charted in the States. Good grief, how did that chart? But not only that, Musical Youth managed to chart in the States. Good God, I can't believe that. That's incredible. But there you go, it's in the book, so it must be true, as the saying goes. Good God. Flashing back to the title track to the album Power in the Darkness from the Tom Robinson Band, 1978 for this one. An old Caroline favourite as well, eh? Weekend Music Radio from Scotland. Email us info@wmrscotland.com.
Fundamental to the British system of government are under attack. The public schools, the House of Lords, the Church of England, the holy institution of marriage, even our magnificent police force are no longer safe from those who would undermine our society. And it's about time we said enough is enough and saw a return to the traditional British values of discipline, obedience, morality, and freedom. Freedom from the Reds and the Blacks and the criminals, prostitutes, pansies and punks, football hooligans, juvenile delinquents, lesbians and left-wing scum. Freedom from the niggers and the packies and the unions. Freedom from the gypsies and the Jews. Freedom from the long-haired layabouts and students.
In the darkness, Friday night.
album, that, Power in the Darkness. From the Tom Robinson Band from 1978 on Weekend Music Radio. I'm not so sure that song would be politically favoured on the mainstream radio stations these days, but hey-ho, they used to play it on the Mi Amigo, so it's good enough. If it was good enough for Caroline, it's good enough for us, eh? We are Shortwave Radio WMR with Jack. And up and coming after U2, we're going to feature another shortwave pilot of the past. So stay tuned to Weekend Music Radio.
Give me one more chance and you'll be satisfied. Give me two more chances, you won't be denied. Is where it's always been. My head is somewhere in between. Give me one more chance. Let me be a lover tonight. In the roof, in the roof. Give me half a chance to ride on the waves that you bring. Your heart shouts to a swarm of bees, gonna blow right through you like a breeze. Give me one last dance and slide down the surface of pain. You're the real thing.
Too. Although I used to like the older stuff so much better than the more up-to-date stuff. In fact, I haven't heard from them, haven't heard much from U2 in a long, long time. I suppose they'll still be on the go, but I'm not too sure much about the more up-to-date stuff. I'm not too sure I'd even go and see them nowadays, because I don't think they would play much in the way of old stuff, would they? I think they would play more their more up-to-date music, and I liked them in the earlier days, I must admit. They used to run around the Irish Pilots, the Dublin Pilots, begging for their time, I believe. Used to knock on the door on Big D Radio and beg them to play the songs to try and gain popularity. So I believe, anyway, so I'm led to believe, with the jungle drums, you know. Anyway, just talking about the Billboard charts, the Billboard Top 40 is the American Top 40. And that you used to hear, for example, on AFN, or Casey Kasem's Casey's Coast to Coast. I think that was the Billboard Top 20 he used to do. But I'm reading a blog. It's not a blog, it's a wiki article on the Billboard Top 40. And apparently, if a Christmas song is in the charts one Christmas, one festive season, it cannot re-enter the Hot 100 in subsequent years, quote unquote. That seems a bit strange. What if it sells a million records? Good grief, that's a bit sort of strange, if you ask me. But of course, the British market, the Sales Bureau, were well known for fixing the UK charts as well at one time. Or so it was always claimed. I don't know if they were fixed or not. I have no idea because I wasn't there. But it was always claimed the charts were fixed and songs were given nudges, etc., etc. They also said that about the wrestling as well, but I always used to think, no, can the wrestling kind of be fixed? And see when you see it now, see when you see YouTube clips of some of the wrestling now, you think, oh my heavens, talk about acting. But it was all good fun, it was all good fun. Anyway, I did claim, oh, there was another little quirky bit before I go off the subject of the Billboard charts, a little quirky bit that I read on the back of my book, and it was that's why I came to do the search. It says here, which wildly popular group had 20 number one hits, yet never spent more than 20 weeks in the top 40? Now, there's a conundrum. So you go straight into number one and straight back out the following week. Jeez, 20 times. That seems a bit unlikely to me. Somebody's fixed that one as well, I think. I couldn't find the answer to that. I was looking for the answer, but I just could not find the answer to that. So far, anyway, we'll endeavour to try and search the web for answers, but it doesn't tell, or does it tell you the answers? Hang on a second, maybe it does tell you the answers somewhere upside down. It does. Oh, thank God for that, because it was going to be scratching my head. Let's have a look. It says here, B is the question here, so let's see. Number B is the Beatles. The Beatles were only in the charts 20 weeks. Seems a bit far-fetched to me. Anyhow, it's not for me to judge. If that's the case, that's the case. I did say I was going to carry on with a little feature, so stand by and we'll play you some features here on WMR from an old shortwave station from many, many years ago. And the station is called FRBC, the Free Radio Broadcasting Company. The recording I'm going to play you comes from a surprise return transmission. They had not been on the air for quite a while, and they returned to the airwaves in June 1981 with plans to do this, do that, do the next thing, and never was heard from again, unfortunately. And they were a very good station, very well presented station. James Harding went on to become part of Sunshine Radio in Ludlow, of course. Perhaps that was the reason that FRBC never returned. Or perhaps you never get any letters, I don't know. So here we go with some clips of FRBC.
Test transmission being made on behalf of the Free Radio Broadcasting Company on 6,250 kilohertz in a 49-meter band.
Our mailing address is FRBC, Post Office Box 41, Dedemsvaart, spelled D-E-D-E-M-S, V-A-A-R-T, in Holland.
We have a telephone. We saved our pennies up and installed a telephone. And the number to ring is 0782-617714. That's if you live in Great Britain. I'm not going to say anything else because you should know it by now.
Oh, the continental people, please check with the international dialing codes from your country to Great Britain to find out the rest. And then dial 0782-617714. And in the meantime, while you're doing that, we'll listen to a classic from Roxy Music. Brian Ferry singing, as always, in his unmistakable voice. Music sounding very, very fine indeed on 6250.
That's the Free Radio Broadcasting Company. Yes, we're taking it apart and we've put it all back together again.
And it should be working quite well. If you'd like to verify that fact, you can by ringing 0782 617714. And also, don't forget, if you only just switched on, what we need this time for you to do is to take part in transmissions from FRBC in the form of program material. Now, you know, I think I may have said this, but I shall say it again. Years and years and years ago, people used to take free radio seriously, and they all got together on Sunday mornings and made tapes and things, and very good information used to come from it. But then, all of a sudden, they stopped. Now, what we want to do is to start it all going again, and we need your help. 0782 617714. If you've any ideas whatsoever, if you'd like to contribute in the form of a program, we're looking forward very much to receiving and hearing your ideas. Now come on, own up, you don't know who that is, do you?
James Harding.
Well, it's ABBA, of course, and a medley from them, three in a row, from ABBA on FRBC. This is a Armadillo Orchestra and Band of Gold. That's Band of Gold from the Armadillo Orchestra on the Free Radio Broadcasting Company. If I'm not careful, I shall end up saying that in my sleep. This is a test transmission from FRBC on 6240 kHz. 49, or is it 48 meter band? Could never ever work that one out, you know. I think it possibly is the 48. Perhaps you'd like to give us a call and let us know. 0782 617714. That's our telephone number. And don't forget, being as this is a test transmission, we've got to keep telling you, because we want to hear from you. We want tape messages. We want everything from you. Everything that you can possibly think of that would involve entertainment on shortwave via the transmitters of FRBC. Won't cost you a thing. Free radio material gratefully received and reproduced in the FRBC studios, and then reproduced again through the transmitters of FRBC.
Dance by me, love.
Sounds good, doesn't he? That's Van McCoy there, and Soul City Infantry? No. Symphony? Yeah. And, of course, you remember that one. It's called The Hustle, from out of 1974, or was it 75? Not too sure, doesn't matter too much. It's FRBC, James Harding, Mike Side, playing some records for you today. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. If you'd like to contact us by telephone, 0782 617714. That's the number you can get through to us at.
At FRBC. You must point out that is the United Kingdom telephone number there.
So if you're outside the country, check with the international operator and she'll put you right. Right? Once you've got that sorted, 0782 617714. And it applies to everybody in the world. If you'd like to make any contributions to FRBC, program material or anything like that, please give us a call now and we'll give you details of what you can do with the program material. Yeah, why not? Van McCoy and Do the Hustle on FRBC. I almost said the time then, but it wouldn't be very relative to the actual time. Not at the moment, he wouldn't anyway. Listen, I wonder if there's any poor people listening to the programme, like myself, for instance. If there is, what? Now then, listen. How would you like to come home to something like this? Al Green there, just letting you know that he's still in love with you. Those words ring true for me as well. Because just remember, gang, you out there, without you, we're nobody. So please try and take part in the FRBC thing. 0782 617714.
If you want to drop us a line with a reception report,
please do that as well. It's FRBC Post Office Box 41, Dedemsvaart, spelt Dedemsvaart in Holland. And in the next couple of weeks or so, well, it will be 2 weeks, make a note of that in your diary, we should be back with the Robin Banks programme, with a nostalgic trip back through time. Myself, James Harding, I should be here, and hopefully some of your contributions that you've been sending into us. Something old and something new. That's the new outlook for the FRBC thing, and that's quite a nice little link for this record. That type of thing. Perhaps they'd like to make programs up or send us some editorial notes and things we can broadcast on the wireless. Right. It's just about time for us to turn the tape again. Unless we say different, we should be rerunning the tapes which we've just already played. But we shall, if we're going to close, when we close down, we shall tell you exactly when we're closing down. So if there's a little gap, don't worry, we shall be back. We shall tell you when we're closing down. We hope to be here throughout the day. We'll be back in a jiff. This is FRBC, the Free Radio Broadcasting Company. We're now closing down. Thank you very, very much for all your support today. Thank you. We'll see you very soon in the not-too-distant future. Bye-bye. James Harding saying be good, have yourselves a lot of fun, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Start a radio program, but this one is very, very special to me and probably to a lot of other people. It's FRBC, test broadcasting on 6250 kilohertz in a 49 meter band. Yes, you heard it right the first time, my friends. FRBC. That's the Free Radio Broadcasting Company on 6250. The mailing address of the station is the same. FRBC, Post Office Box 41, Dedemsvaart, Dedemsvaart in Holland. And we've saved our pennies, oh yes we have, and we've installed a telephone. I should be releasing the telephone numbers in about 2 minutes from now. Stand by for that, lots of exciting things happening. I must point out it's a test transmission. The test tape has been recorded in the FRBC studios for this day, and it will be recorded and re-recorded throughout the day, so you'll be hearing the same old thing. Sorry about that. Never mind, though. It's the Hughes Corporation for you now.
And there you have it, some recordings of, some air checks of FRBC, the Free Radio Broadcasting Company, with James Harding behind the microphone. James Harding used to do the programmes on FRBC. He's the only one I ever heard. But I believe there was Paul Anthony. And who else was on FRBC? Anyhow, James was doing the programme there. And after that broadcast, they never came back. That was a funny type of broadcast. They were repeating the tape. Don't know if it was a tape that was ready to turn with a little bit at the end. And it was queued up nicely to turn over. And it would be the start of the next, the start of the programme again. Or if something happened. But as you heard there, the close down announcement came on when it shouldn't have, and then they started up again. And it did run all day. I wish I had a better recording of that. That's the best I could find in the WMR archives. FRBC, PO Box 41, Dedemsvaart in Holland. That's the old address they used to use. Don't know whatever happened to the PO Box 41 Dedemsvaart guy. probably died or something, because there was a time that a lot of the pilots used to use that address, and the guy suddenly stopped sending mail, all of a sudden stopped sending mail out to all the free radio stations. A lot of the Scandinavian pilots of the 70s and early 80s used PO Box 41 Dedensvart in Holland, Radio Atlantis from Sweden, and Radio Benelux from Sweden. There was a load of them. Post Office Box 41 Dedensvart in Holland. Great old address. You're wondering what the song in the background is. It's Pratt and McLean and Cruising with the Fawns. I think it's possibly a B-side, and the old Roger Tate mailbox program on European Music Radio. Just thought I'd play that while we were telling you all about FRBC. Now, what else have we got in store for you here on Weekend Music Radio? A few more tracks to squeeze in before we call it a day and close the station down for today. So there you had it. The Free Radio Broadcasting Company. Wouldn't it be nice to hear FRBC again, eh? I doubt FRBC would ever return. But I wonder what happened to the transmitter. They used to be heard with a very strong signal. And when I first heard them, they were on 6215 area of the band. And they were announcing, believe it or not, 6 kilowatts. 6 kilowatts. I wonder what the power really was. But it was certainly a few hundred watts. It was a damn good signal on the shortwave band. And nice... huge sidebands, but not as big as South Dublin Radio, which caused them a bit of grief that particular day, according to my notes here. Oh yes, I was going to give you some more DX tips, not tips, but memories. I'll give you them just after we hear from another couple of tracks. I'm going to play you a Stevie Nicks track called The Edge of 17 here on Weekend Music Radio. And then we'll be going back to some old logs from 1987. Found a few interesting ones in the old books. So.
Yeah.
great music from Stevie Nicks on Weekend Music Radio, WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. I think the first airing of the show today. First airing of the show today will be tonight, yeah. I bet you were waiting for me saying that. I think it should be on Sunday morning, as far as I'm led to believe. Big match on Saturday night. So there'll be nothing on air on Saturday night. No siree, Bob. Anyhow, I promised you a look through some of the old logbooks here from WMR. We found an old smelly logbook from 1987, yeah, and early October time. Just a good time to bring it to you. And looking on Shortwave on the 3rd of October, 1987, we have Superclan Radio. We have RTR International on 6210. I think that was an address in Ashford and Kent. I wonder who that was. Also 6293, Radio Nova Shortwave. Don't know who that was either. Don't know if it's Dutch. Can't really see here. Nova Shortwave in 1987. Wonder who that was. Oh, it says here via Radio Island. Yeah, that's what it is. It's just Radio Island messing around. Yeah. Having said that, we used to mess around ourselves. Also, Radio Apollo on 6285. Border Radio on 6300. Was that the same Border Radio that was on the telly program? Was that actually officially on 6300? Or was that somebody playing a tape? Jeez, I can't remember now. Radio West was heard with the Analak Show. There's a phone call apparently from Radio Tara Action Group against Radio Tara. And that's interesting. I'd like to hear that. I wonder if I have a recording of that somewhere. 3rd of October 1987. Good grief. Never ever find this again. Radio East Coast Commercial were heard on 6200. Radio Nova. Oh, Radio Nova's here again later on announcing the Wuppertal address. That's not via Radio Island. Don't know who it is, though. There's also a note here about Radio Sovereign's check for payment failed to be honoured. Wonder what that was all about. Is that Radio Sovereign that was on 1521, I wonder? With CSJ. Sounds kind of CSJ-like, Crispin St. John. He's always one for no one to pay, it'd be, wouldn't he? Old Jay Jackson. Well known for this chukere pukere. What else has been on the shortwave? Let's see. Radio Pamela within 6290 testing. And WRNO were heard. Remember WRNO? They were heard on 9-4 as the logbook falls to the floor almost. Heard on 9495 in the late evening with an excellent signal, apparently. Turning the page, we'll give you one more page of shortwave logs, and then we'll go back to the music here on WMR. On 6300 on the 11th of October, 1987, WFRL with Andy Walker. Good grief, yeah. Radio Orion within 6290. Radio Marabou on 6317. I guess that would be via the Irish transmitter. In fact, that transmitter on 6317... We're using the modulator for that transmitter right now. Yeah, that's a bit of history for you. So the modulator that ran this log of Radio Marabou back in 1987 is running WMR and Radio GSV today. ABC Radio was on the air via Riverside Radio on 6210. That was ABC Tremor. Get your ABCs right, Jack. RTR Radio were heard on 6209. And something called Radio Buttercup on 6273 from Ireland. Radio East Coast commercial, we're heard on 6200 again. Test transmitting. And the Prince Daly Show. Prince Daly was censoring the news to stop the DTI taking information off West Side Radio's DX programme. On medium wave, North Coast Radio was heard from Merseyside, as well as Radio Mersey Waves on 1242, North Coast on 1350. And at that time, at night time, on 1303 kHz, ERI were running off-channel, off-frequency. And they still managed to get a license. But there you go. Amazing stuff. It's not what you know. Enough said. One more little log here. We see ABC Waterford on 6210. FRS Holland on 6230, Radio 49 International on 6205 with Steve Most, who's recently reappeared. Hi there to you, Steve, if you're listening today. And also WLR on 6318 and also 7423 and the 6318 WLR transmitter. As I said before, that's the same transmitter which we were using the modulator from. We are using the modulator from here at WMR. I think that's about it for today. We'll close the logbook, I think. Hang on. There's the big book closed for another week, another chapter. Oh, what page was that again? We're going to have to look up that. What was it we were going to look up and see if we had a recording of? The Radio West Analog Show. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I doubt if we've got that. But hey, you never know. It might be kicking about somewhere. Now, what we're going to play you for the last little while here on WMR, the last 5 minutes to go, 5 minutes, so we'll play you a couple of records. Here's Steve Perry from Journey, the former Journey man, I say, anyway, and Oh Sherry on Shortwave Radio WMR. You can hear the Journey influence during the course of this track. Remind you, if you want to get in touch with us here at WMR, info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com or log on to the website. You can see loads of photographs of the current transmitters in operation.
Gone, knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dream.
Steve Perry and Oh Cherie. Oh Cherie. On Shortwave Radio, WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. Rockin', rollin' and smoking all weekend long. Let's hope you're enjoying the show this week. And it's to your liking. If you don't like it, tune elsewhere. There's plenty of choice. You'll find Radio Peking somewhere on the shortwave. I'm sure that'll be gripping stuff if you want to listen to that. While I was looking up my Jefferson Starship stuff on the wiki, I found out that Elvin Bishop was part of the whole thing as well. This guy.
January.
Scottish band Pilot in January from 1975, a former number one sound in the UK. Okay, it's time for me to go. I've been Jack for the last 2 hours. Stay tuned. Don't know what's coming up now. Possibly Jimmy. Are you there, Jimmy? Are you just shutting it off? It's always hard to tell. Sometimes we get some lovely old-time jazz. Really is. Charming old-time radio sounds from Radio GSV. So who knows? From me, Jack, I'll catch you again. Bye for now.